light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Validation by Caroline Fleck, PhD, introduces a practical, science-based skill set that reshapes how we connect, influence, and resolve conflict. Rooted in psychological research and refined in therapy rooms, classrooms, boardrooms, and homes, validation is presented not as flattery or passive agreement, but as the disciplined practice of accurately acknowledging another person's internal experience. Fleck shows how this deceptively simple competence lowers defensiveness, clarifies thinking under stress, and accelerates problem-solving. With clear language, memorable examples, and actionable steps, the book bridges cutting-edge findings from behavioral science and interpersonal neurobiology with everyday communication challenges. Whether you hope to improve a partnership, lead a team, parent with steadiness, or regulate your own emotions, validation gives you a repeatable approach to being both compassionate and effective. The result is a framework that builds trust quickly, turns disagreement into collaboration, and helps you change minds without power struggles or pressure tactics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the science of validation and why it works. Fleck begins by defining validation as the accurate, non-judgmental acknowledgement of thoughts, feelings, and needs within context. She distinguishes it from praise, agreement, or enabling, and explains why it is central to behavior change and relationship health. Drawing on learning theory, she shows how validation reduces threat signals and opens the brain to new information and skills. From an interpersonal neurobiology perspective, feeling understood calms the nervous system, which restores access to reasoning, memory, and perspective taking. The book links validation to core mechanisms in evidence-based treatments, including dialectical behavior therapy, motivational interviewing, and exposure-based methods, arguing that the skill is a change catalyst, not merely a kindness. Common myths are addressed head-on, such as the fear that validation rewards bad behavior or weakens standards. Fleck presents controlled examples where performance, accountability, and follow-through improve when a person's experience is recognized first. This section sets the foundation for the methods that follow by clarifying the target, the psychological logic, and the measurable benefits of doing validation well. Secondly, six levels of validation in action. Building on established clinical models, Fleck organizes validation into six ascending levels that can be combined flexibly. Level 1 is attentive presence, where you remove distractions and signal undivided attention. Level 2 is accurate reflection, where you summarize content and emotion in the other person's language. Level 3 is reading the unspoken, naming plausible emotions or needs suggested by tone, posture, or context. Level 4 is contextualizing, locating the reaction within history, skill gaps, culture, or biology so it makes sense. Level 5 is normalizing, showing that the response is understandable given the situation and human nature. Level 6 is radical genuineness, where you respond as a real person with respectful candor and shared humanity. Through concise scripts for work, parenting, healthcare, and romance, Fleck demonstrates how to move up or down levels depending on intensity, time pressure, and relational risk. She also highlights repair moves for when your guest misses the mark, and offers short checklists that keep validation crisp instead of long-winded. Thirdly, boundaries, influence, and changing behavior without force. A standout contribution is the pairing of validation with firm limits and clear asks. Fleck teaches how to validate without endorsing, and how to say no while maintaining connection. The sequence is simple but potent. Acknowledge the experience, state the boundary or goal, invite collaboration, and offer specific next steps. This structure reduces power struggles because it satisfies the human need to be seen before being steered. The book shows how to use validation to surface hidden incentives, reframe resistance as information, and convert adversarial exchanges into joint problem-solving. In leadership and negotiation examples, Fleck demonstrates how validated counterparts contribute more data, take ownership of options, and commit to timelines with less micromanagement. She contrasts effective validation with common derailers such as premature reassurance, advice reflexes, and moralizing, each with replacement phrases and microbehaviors. The emphasis remains practical: scripts, role plays, and troubleshooting for high-stakes moments like performance reviews, accountability talks, and deadline resets. Fourthly, self-validation and emotion regulation. Validation begins at home. Fleck dedicates a full section to self-validation as an antidote to shame spirals, burnout, and decision paralysis. She outlines a stepwise method that includes naming sensations and emotions accurately, articulating the understandable reasons for those states, and pairing compassion with a plan. The technique reduces rumination and supports skillful action under pressure. Concrete exercises include cue cards for intense emotions, brief body-based resets, and language swaps that convert self-attack into clarity and commitment. Fleck addresses common concerns such as fear of complacency or loss of standards, explaining that self-validation increases task focus, stamina, and ethical courage by reducing fear-based avoidance. The chapter also covers how to validate after mistakes, how to mine regret for learning without self-cruelty, and how to integrate values so that validation energizes rather than excuses. Readers receive morning and evening routines that build emotional range, plus prompts for tracking progress in work, parenting, health, and creative goals. Lastly, a communication playbook for tough conversations. The final sections assemble a practical playbook that applies validation to everyday challenges. You learn fast openers that lower defensiveness in the first 10 seconds, and alignment techniques that match words, tone, and posture. Fleck offers de-escalation sequences for conflict, repair language for ruptures, and time boundaries that protect meetings from spirals. Special guidance is given for digital contexts where tone is easy to misread, including subject line framing, message structure, and emoji discipline. Cross-cultural and neurodiversity considerations help you avoid assumptions and tailor validation to different communication styles. Each tool is field-tested through case vignettes that show decision points and trade-offs. A pitfalls chapter catalogs invalidating habits such as toxic positivity, minimization, and the reflex to solve, with short drills that replace them. The result is a repeatable method you can use during feedback, negotiations, medical consults, apologies, and planning sessions, even when time is tight and stakes are high. In conclusion, validation distills a powerful set of interpersonal skills into a clear, practice-ready guide. It is ideal for leaders, managers, clinicians, educators, parents, partners, and anyone who wants conversations to be calmer, clearer, and more productive. The book benefits your life by improving trust and decision speed, lowering conflict costs, and making hard changes stick without coercion. Fleck brings together scientific rigor and everyday usability, offering levels, scripts, and routines that you can implement immediately. Choose this book if you want more than theory. You get precise language, examples across settings, and a framework that connects empathy to accountability so you do not drift into permissiveness. While many communication books focus on charisma or persuasion tricks, validation emphasizes ethical influence through genuine understanding and firm boundaries. That combination is rare and effective. If you want a single playbook that upgrades your relationships, increases your influence at work, and strengthens resilience under stress, this is the book to buy. If you would like to support Caroline Fleck, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nartree, better life.